If I had to live my life without you near me, the days would all be empty. The nights would seem so long. With you I see forever, oh, so clearly. I might have been in love before, but it never felt this strong. Our dreams are young and we both know they'll take us where we want to go. Hold me now, touch me now. Love will lead the way for us. Like a guiding star, I'll be there for you if you should need me. You don't have to change a thing. I love you just the way you are. So come with me and share the view. I'll help you see forever too. Hold me now, touch me now. I don't want to live without you. Nothing's gonna change my love for you. You ought to know by now how much I love you. One thing you can be sure of, I'll never ask for more than your love. Nothing's gonna change my love for you. You ought to know by now how much I love you. One of the greatest mystics of India, Kabir, has said something very beautiful in one of his verses. He writes, "O Sadhu, the simple union is the best. Since the time when I met with my Lord, there has been no end to the sport of our love. I shut not my eyes, I close not my ears, I do not mortify my body. I see with eyes open and smile, and behold his beauty everywhere. I utter his name, and whatever I see, it reminds me of him. Whatever I do, it becomes his worship. The rising and setting are one to me. All contradictions are solved. Wherever I go, I move around him. All I achieve is his service. When I lie down, I lie prostrate at his feet. He is the only adorable one to me. I have none other. My tongue has left off impure words. It sings his glory day and night. Whether I rise or sit down, I cannot forget him. for the rhythm of his music beats in my ears. Kabir says, my heart is frenzied, and I disclose in my soul what is hidden. I am immersed in that one great bliss which transcends all pleasure and pain. That is the description of love divine, where the soul is so much immersed in the love of the beloved, that everything is colored by his love. Whatever I see, I feel his love in that thing. I sing his glory, I sing his praise, and all the impure words have left my lips. The soul is so much drowned in that divine ecstasy that the same soundless music of the beloved is reverberating in the depth of the soul. So this is the state of union, where the soul feels as if it has merged in the Supreme. This is how the divine love is described. The journey of divine love is the journey into the unknown. The journey of divine love is the journey into the unknown, the uncertain. It takes courage to venture into the unknown. We have a tendency to cling to the known. God is unknown and he waits here. But once you move your step towards him, the unknown becomes known, and the territory of the known drops, and you enter into the new dimension of life. Kabir says, all contradictions are solved. Now I have no questions in my life. I have no puzzles, no confusion, no disturbance, because the whole being is vibrating in that supreme music, the ultimate symphony. That was the song which ruled the world in 80s. Nothing gonna change my love for you. I remember we used to sing this in our college days a lot. Nothing gonna change my love for you. So when the heart is filled with love, automatically songs arise. Yesterday's Murli Baba said, if somebody asks you, where is God? What will be your answer? He stays in my heart. He is with me. He is within me. He is in me and I am in him. Jesus was asked the same question. Where is your father? He says, my father is in me and I am in my father. Actually, Jesus never used the word father. He used the word Abba. That's a Hebrew. There's a difference in father and Abba. What is that? Father is little official term, while this is like Papa or Daddy. Then he was asked, but still tell us exactly where is he? And he says, my father that art in heaven. My father is the heavenly father, and he stays in the heaven. And he was further asked, but where is the heaven? And he says, the kingdom of heaven is within you. Who are you? I am son of God. I am son of God. My father is in heaven and my father is in me and I am in my father. Still clarify, what is the point you are trying to say? And he says, and for which statement he was crucified? And which was intolerable to the priests? What is that one statement? My father and I are one. It was considered blasphemy, sacrilegious. How can you say that you are God? He's not saying that he is God. But these are the stages of the consciousness. These are the stages of the spirit. Initially, when you enter the path, God is different and you are different. Soul and God is different. So I am in him and he is in me. The second stage, the first stage is God is different and soul is different. as you move ahead, you find that He is in me and I am in Him. So this is the stage of divine love. And as you progress in this love, you come to the realization that He and I are no different, but we have become one. So yesterday's Murli, which was the revised Avyakta Murli of 15th March 2010, Baba is starting with a description of divine love. So what he said? That if somebody asks you, who is God? Where is He? You will say that He is in my heart, He stays with me, I am in Him, and He is in me. And what is the sign of the love of God? Kurbani, that is sacrifice. The ultimate sacrifice, that is the sign of the divine love. Baba says, you should have the intoxication of what? Experience of love of God. Intoxication of experience of God's love. Only you have this experience, only you have this intoxication. And when this love is there in the heart, the natural result is you feel Him everywhere. You feel that He is within me. Whatever I am doing, I am not doing on my own. But I have become the instrument. And then Baba also expressed, what is God's desire from you? What does He want you to be like? You should have your elevated stage. And what is the highest stage? Complete purity. Impurity not even in your dreams. This is what Baba wants. So Baba started with first, experience God's love. Second, where does He stay? Where is He? Intoxication. Then, signs of this love. And fourth, His desire. What is His desire? That we become like Him. And His desire is that we should become completely pure. And completely pure means not even waste thoughts. And what is the who is the mother of waste thought? Impurity. And who is the mother? Yesterday's Murli. What is impurity? Two things. Arrogance and insult. Abhiman and apaman. Baba said, if you have some specialities and if you start thinking that these are my specialities and I am this and I alone can do this, then gradually that ego enters. I. And then if somebody says something to you, you feel insulted. The more the craving for praise, the more the desire for praise, the more would be the effect of insult. If you have an excessive addiction for praise, appreciation, and suddenly somebody comes and insults you, protests against you, passes comment on you, or doesn't behave properly with you, you feel insulted. And this insult will be in the same proportion to the ego. The person who doesn't have any desire for praise, appreciation, he will feel less insulted. So, if you see the entire circle, it starts with ego. Ego will give rise to body consciousness. Body consciousness will give rise to arrogance and insult. Arrogance and insult will give rise to waste thoughts. And waste thought at this time is also an impurity. Waste thought is also an impurity. So Baba wants us to become completely pure because the vibrations of the pure souls reach the world. Vibrations of the pure soul reach the world. And what is the situation of the world at present? There is peacelessness, there is sorrow, there is discontentment. They are unhappy. Baba feels mercy on His children. Baba said, Baba feels mercy because the whole world is sorrowful. There is peacelessness, there is disturbance, there is unhappiness, there is no enthusiasm. And that's why you children have got two jobs to do. What are those jobs? What are those two duties? First, extra sakash and double service. What you have to do? Extra sakash and double service. There are devotees and another side, there are sorrowful souls. So give them sakash. Sakash of peace, sakash of purity, sakash of happiness, Akash, of enthusiasm. The whole world is suffering. There is peacelessness in the entire world. There is no happiness, there is no contentment. The whole world is hot furnace where souls are burning. The whole world is a furnace. The souls are burning. There is so much unhappiness in the world. So much disturbance in the world. And what is the cause of all these disturbances in the world? What is the cause of unhappiness and what is the cause of sorrow? Impurity. And who are you? We are ancestors. Where are we sitting? At the root of the Kalpa tree. So we are the ancestors, we are the worshipper, the souls, and we are sitting at the root of the Kalpa tree. So this is the tree and we are sitting here. Baba says, always remember who are you. So when I am ancestor and the souls are suffering, souls there are in disturbance, there is unhappiness, there is sorrow, there is discontentment, the whole world. And what is the ultimate cause of all this sorrow? Impurity. And who are you? Instrument souls. Your vibrations of purity will reach the world, is reaching the world. So give them Sakash. Give them double Sakash and do double service. Give them extra Sakash. Sakash means vibrations. So more and more time we have to sit with this consciousness. And where we have to sit? Kalpa tree. So this is an experiment. This is the unique experiment which Baba has said many times, but let us now again do it for another 15 days. Every time, imagine as if there is a tree above you. You are at the root. So from this head, a tree is arising. Huh? Okay, ears are also roots. So I am at the root doing tapasya. And what is the goal of my tapasya? Complete purity. Not a single waste thought. And waste thoughts are arising from arrogance and insult. So drop those forms of body consciousness. Come back to your original stage of purity. And when you are absolutely in the absolute pure stage, automatically vibrations spread. Baba said in one of the Murlis, when you become totally pure, you don't have to give Sakash. You don't have to give Sakash. You become like this glass. You become like a glass. So the moment the rays fall on the glass, automatically they get refracted. They will go wherever it is they are needed. You don't have to think now, let me give Sakash to devotees, let me give Sakash to sorrowful soul, unhappy soul, impure soul, discontented souls. Wherever, whosoever needs whatever from you, automatically that soul receives from you. So you become like this pure, untainted, unstained glass. Such immaculate purity, such untouched purity, undisturbed purity, unadulterated, unobstructed purity is needed. So the entire focus is on purity. And Baba said, this waste is also a form of impurity. He is not talking about vices. He is not talking about lust. He is talking about these waste thoughts. Because you are instrument souls and whatever you think that reach the world. Whatever you think that reach the world. So if there is a waste in you, the same thing will reach the world. The world is already in sorrow, in suffering, in misery, in pain. They need support. And the worldly support is not going to help them. They need love of God. And what love you are experiencing now, nobody can experience. Baba said, throughout the Kalpa, you received love of souls or great souls and other souls, religious founders or whatever. But God's love you are getting now. And these people, even though they are great, but they have no experience of this love, which you are experiencing at present. So, if you see the entire journey of yesterday's Murli, it starts with love of God. So when there is love of God, it leads to purity. Automatic purity. You don't have to strive for it. Purity is the byproduct of divine love. Purity is the child of love of God. When there is purity in the heart, automatically, when there is love of God, automatically purity comes. And when there is a purity, how can waste stay there? Waste cannot stay. Waste will go away. So when the waste goes away, what you become? Powerful. Baba said, be powerful and make others powerful. So you become powerful. And what is the job of powerful souls? To make others powerful, to spread the vibrations of purity, to help the suffering souls. This is what you have to do. So this is the first job. To become pure, to become powerful, to become free from waste. This is your first job. What is the second job? Reveal the Father. What is the second job? Pratyakshata. Revelation of the Father. Through your face, activity and eyes. Chalan, chehra. And your eyes. So reveal Him. Till now, people say that Brahma Kumaris are good. They are doing good work. They are doing good. They have done a lot of progress. And they are doing commendable work. They are changing youth. So they are doing a lot of good work for youth. For example, otherwise the youth is given to addictions. At least those who are attached to Brahma Kumaris, they got rid of those addictions. So definitely your institution, they are saying Brahma Kumaris is doing this. But now, what is expected? Who is teaching them? Who is the teacher? Who is the bestower? Who is the data? This revelation is remaining. Till now, they feel that yes, it's a good institution. They feel this is a social institution or at least a sub-spiritual institution doing some good work, some good job. But they should know this is the only institution. This is not an institution, this is an yajna. This is started by whom? Who is the bestower? Who is the foundation? Who has created this? This sacrificial fire. Now this revelation is remaining. And Baba said, for this, this is what you have to do now. This is the remaining task. This is the remaining task. So this was in short. Half part of yesterday's Murli, half we will take tomorrow. So one more thing here. Baba said, raise your hands. Okay. And he added one word. It takes courage to free oneself from waste. What is the courage needed to get freed from waste? Is courage needed to get free from waste? We are not involved. We are addicted to waste. Waste is our life, rather. We can't live without waste. Waste is in our veins. Everywhere there is a waste. Everywhere there is a waste. Because we do not know what is the definition of waste. What we are thinking as powerful, probably that is waste. To be free from waste is to become complete. It has become the organ of our body. It is like a blood. So that's why Baba said, how many of you have become free from waste? And everybody is raising the hand. And Baba said, this is stupidity. I don't want these hands. I want hand of the mind. Raise this hand. Two hands. Three hands. So, if you see the journey of freedom from waste starts with love of God. The main work has to be done at that level. Love of God. What is this love of God? How is this love of God? How should I increase this love of God? Why my mind is getting pulled towards bodily embodied beings? And what I have achieved from them? Nothing but deception. God's love is ultimate. God's love is unconditional. It is the highest, the supreme. No love can be comparable to this love. It is unparalleled, uncompetitive. Fill yourself with this love. Purity will be the product. And freedom from waste will be further byproduct. And you become powerful as a side effect. And then you start making others powerful. And this task will reduce this giving extra sakash, and this task of doing double service will ultimately lead to the revelation. Pratyakshata. That is the goal. The world should know that this is not just a spiritual institution started by some founder. No, this is not the gyan given, highest gyan given by some highest religious founder. No, this is a philosophy which is little newer philosophy, which is little away from scriptures. You know, Brahma Kumaris is known as new spiritual movement. Brahma Kumaris come under the category of new spiritual movement. So this is not just, there are so many others in this. One of them is Brahma Kumaris. But they should know that this is not just a spiritual movement, but this is God Himself who has come. God Himself is the bestower. He Himself is running it. It is His inspiration. Then the revelation will take place. So, divine love, purity, freedom from waste, becoming powerful, making others powerful, and what is the practice? What is the spiritual drill? Where I am sitting? At the base of Kalpa tree. I am sitting at the base, at the root. I am the foundation. I am the ancestor, progenitor, forefather. And I am worshipworthy soul. These are what is my reality. I am an ancestor. I am an ancestor. Purvaj Pujya, Purvaj Pujya, Purvaj Pujya. This smriti, this awareness of being ancestor will make me powerful. Om Shanti.